By the way, it's an interesting story. I'm interested to play business. Edison invented the light bulb. British would say it that way. We'll get into that. It turns out nearly all the contributed value of manufacturing that is in the glass blowing. At least there was when they had to be blown by hand. You put the clamp of wires in and so on and seal it by hand. So people could blow glass. They were more skilled and they could make bulbs cheaper than GE could, because GE, they just didn't have generations of glass blowers. In Ohio, has a lot of good sand for making glass. They've got a number of other things that make it possible. You know, there are a number of Cambridge Glass, decorative glass, a number of glass companies, some of them no longer exist, that were in Ohio simply because it was a good product for Ohio's natural resources. Well, there were a bunch of them making lamps. There was a Packard lamp company, and there was a Cambridge lamp company. They made them as the corner of the glass business. And they realized that nobody'd ever heard of them, but GE had this name. So they said, let's get together, form an association, and then with this association, we can do common advertising, have some common branding, we can do common R&D. And one of the early developments they had was the rotary lamp machine. Did you ever see a pie factory? If you've seen a lamp factory, you do this and then you move to the next stage. They make pies the same way. In the Petritz Pie Factory in Frankfort, Michigan, I saw what I'm sure was a converted old incandescent lamp machine being used. You have this tray spinning, you put the crumbs down on it, and the next thing, next section, it whangs it out, and next section, you put something in, next section, you put something else on, and so on. That's the idea of rotary machinery was born out in Ohio, but not by GE. He said, well, you know, this could get to be a really big time because we can undersell GE and still make a lot of money. Because GE was doing their best to mechanize, but you know, they had the necessary skills. They did it faster and better. So I said, well, let's get this organized on paper and drop some bonds and sell the bonds to somebody. Well, nobody wanted to buy them. GE finally bought them with the idea that within a certain number of years, they would either sell the bonds publicly or they would buy out the company. And when the lamp division came into the company, then they finally, of course, decided to keep it. But here are people in Hoboken, New Jersey, places like that, being put out of business by somebody else in the same company. And that literally happened. When I joined the company in 1956, there were still old-timers who couldn't quite forgive the fact that the lamp division said, well, sure, you guys can brag all you want to, but in 1932 or 33, whichever it was, the company made $2 million of total, $3 million of which was made by us. That doesn't go over very, very well.